In an election cycle that's already blurred the lines between what voters desire and what muddied interests will inevitably receive, it looks like 2012, at least in Florida, may be the year where representative democracy went to die. As if the Citizens United decision magically turning corporations into people wasn't bad enough. As if a full year of voter ID laws kicking in and subsequently knocking down voter registration wasn't a red flag. Now I have the honor once again of being the state that doesn't want the votes of Democrats to count. According to the Palm Beach Post, last month Florida's Secretary of State Ken Dentzner tested the waters by distributing a list of 2,600 voters his office had determined as potential non-U.S. citizens. Never mind that the list was faulty. Never mind the racial implications. Never mind the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which forbids this sort of scrubbing of voter rolls within 90 days of an election. The results have been predictably embarrassing, and at least for some of those receiving the letters in the mail stating that they no longer have the right to vote, downright offensive. How would you feel if you were a Brooklyn-born 91-year-old veteran of World War II, being told that you had lost the very freedom that you risked your life for? I went crazy, that veteran told the Miami Herald. I couldn't believe it. In this election, nothing is to be believed.